News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is on his way back to Delaware after a visit to Georgia, where he paid tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The president addressed a congregation numbering in the thousands at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church.
I've spoken before parliaments, kings, queens, leaders of the world. I've been doing this for a long time, but this is intimidating following.
Biden is the first sitting president to do so.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
The chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee is labeling Representative George Santos a bad guy. The newly elected New York congressman is under fire for lying about his background on the campaign trail. Appearing on CNN State of the Union, Kentucky Representative James Comer called his fellow GOP members deception. Pretty despicable. At least 67 people have died in a plane crash in Nepal. In New Delhi, Naya Punya says many airstrips are located in difficult-to-reach hilly areas, and sudden weather changes often make landing and takeoff tricky.
The Yeti Airlines plane was flying from the capital of Kathmandu to Pokhara in central Nepal. Officials have said the twin-engine aircraft crashed into a hillside where it caught fire on impact. Nepal's Prime Minister called the incident tragic and says an investigation has been launched.
Federal help is on the way for storm-ravaged California, many residents dealing with mudslides and a lot more.
Lo and behold, mud came down and pushed its way through the front of the garage, into the garage, 15 inches of mud and water, got into the cars, ruined a bunch of stuff.
At least 19 people have been killed by heavy flooding and nearly nonstop downpours. The National Weather Service warning another surge of Pacific moisture coming on Monday. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
Weather permitting, following yesterday's 24-hour delay, SpaceX's next launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center should happen this evening around 6 o'clock. Should the launch take place as planned, it will mark the first time SpaceX Falcon Heavy has launched in twilight, making it visible up and down Florida's Space Coast. The 230-foot rocket, powered by 3 Falcon 9 boosters, is being sent into orbit on a classified military mission. Prince Harry's newly released memoir, Spare, is now the fastest-selling nonfiction book of all time.
Spare, the book that details tumultuous relationships with his father, King Charles, and his brother, Prince William, is the fastest-selling nonfiction in history. The book, by Penguin Random House, sold nearly 1.5 million copies on its first day, easily surpassing previous record holder, former President Barack Obama's A Promised Land. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Avatar: The Way of Water is topping box office charts for the 5th weekend in a row. The science fiction sequel raked in an additional $7 million, bringing its global total to $1.7 billion. The Way of Water is currently the 7th highest-grossing film ever worldwide and has a chance of being the first film to hit $2 billion worldwide since the start of COVID. There's plenty of time to buy tickets ahead of Monday night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot is worth at least $416 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like full time, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!